Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The Education Minister, Norma Foley, says that she will bring in legislation to ban the sale of smartphones to children under the age of 13 if it's needed. And the government has been on a mission to prevent children in primary schools from getting smartphones. They brought in these voluntary guidelines for parents just last November. But is it right to expect the government to take the lead on this? Because personally, and I know a lot of parents will say, you don't have children, Andrea, it's easy for you to say this. I think you can hold the government responsible for a lot. I think you can blame them for a lot. But I think selling smartphones to children who are 10 and 9 and 8 and 11 and 12 and 13, I actually don't think that is something you can blame the government for. John is with us on the line today. John, do you think we should let the government, or should the government have to take the lead on this?
No, they shouldn't. We're parents. Our job, we brought them into the world. They're our responsibility, the kids, until they're adults. It just seems a lazy way out for Irish parents to go, oh, well, let's get the government to do it. Like, I mean, if you have a 16-year-old child and he or she wants to go out, and the next thing is you don't want them going out and they're drink, you'll say no to them and you'll stop them. So what's the difference with a smartphone? After all, smartphones aren't cheap. Bills are, I know you can get ready to go for 20 quid a month, but where's a 10-year-old, 12-year-old going to get that? So, no, I think that's, it's the parents. It's the parents' responsibility to say, no, you're not having it. You're too young. Guess when you're 13 or guess when you're going into first year, one or the other. But no, the blaming the government and asking the government to do it is just a lazy way as far as I'm concerned.
So you think the parents need to take the responsibility solely on this? The government don't need to bring in this ban?
No, let's face it, Andrew. I know you just said that you don't have children, but I have three kids. We brought the kids into the world. They're our responsibility. We raise them, we feed them, we clothe them, we send them to school. I mean, if you're a parent and your 13-year-old says, Mom, Dad, I want to go down the village, are you going to ring your local TD or councillor and say, look, they want to go down the village, what do I do? You don't. You make a decision on that as a parent. So why can't you make a decision on a mobile phone?
You see, the other thing that struck me, right, I did a quick search on this morning. What is the average cost of a smartphone, and you know, what's the cheapest one you can get? And yes, you can get some of the lower, you know, model phones. You might get them for in and around 100 quid or 120 euro. And I'm conscious you're going to have a lot of children this weekend between Holy Communion and Confirmation, and they'll have some of them will have a wad of cash at the end of this, and they'll probably start agitating to get a phone, and in particular a smartphone. But they're going to want the smartphone that everybody in the class house. They don't want the low model one. They want the iPhone. They want the flip phone, Samsung or Android. And those phones are big money, John.
They are. Look, they are big money. Look, I don't have one of the top of the range phones, but I have a fairly good Samsung phone. But like, let's face it, some kids get a hand me down. But it's still up to the parents to make that decision whether or not the child gets a phone. It's the parents. They are the parents' responsibility. If you didn't want the responsibility of making decisions for your children, why have children? I mean, it makes absolute no sense to me that you bring children into the world, you raise them, you do whatever, and then you look to the government to put out a legislation to say that, oh no, you can't have a phone. So if little Mary, little Johnny comes up and says, "Ma'am, can I have a phone?" She's 12 years old. They want to turn out, oh no, you can't have them because the government says so, it's against the law. You don't need that. You just say, look, as a parent, you're too young, wait till you're in first year, wait till you're 13, whatever the case may be, and then we'll get you on. I mean, it's we all know time flies as it is. Like, they're kids for a small length of time, that's it.
Stay with us, John. Niamh is on the line in Galway. Niamh, is it as simple as that?
I totally agree with everything he's saying, I have to say. It comes down to the parents. It's the parents' responsibility. And I can only speak for myself and my husband. We decided before our son Scott even asked for a mobile phone, we talked about it together to discuss the age that we were going to allow him to get a mobile phone. And at the time, I was thinking first year, and my husband was thinking junior cert. And after discussing, the two of us, We decided that junior cert it was going to be because there was no need for him to have a phone until he would be doing, we'll say, going to discos and that kind of thing where we would like to be him to be able to contact us. When he's going to school, there's a phone in the school. When he's going to any outings, there's a representation. The teachers are there. They have phones. But the main thing that we did find was, for us, National School was the time that Scott started to ask for a phone, because his friends were, from about age 10, his friends were getting phones. So that time between 10 and 12 was when he was asking for a phone. Of course, confirmation time was a massive surge in the school, in the class, them all getting mobile phones. But in secondary school, he never asked for a mobile phone once, not once. And he never, in fairness to his class and the teachers in the school, he was never peer pressured about it. And he even had a feeling of, you know, I can see the positives of this. I can really see where I have an advantage over other children that are maybe caught up in the...
So do you think then that the education minister needs to bring in these new laws that would ban the sale of smartphones to those under 13?
Well, I think it's an out for parents. I do think that. I think it's a like your other caller said there, parents tend to not want to say no because there often is a it's hard. It's hard to say no. The easy way out is to say yes and to avoid the fighting or the arguing or the, you know, explanation. It is hard to say no. And maybe the government having that taken out of your hands is easier for parents.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely. In the long run, blame the government.
Yeah,
you know, you can say to your child then...
Sorry.
In the long run, it would be good. No, go on ahead, Niamh.
Sorry. In the long run, either way, whether it's the government or parents... saying no, it can only help the kids. I do think, though, that if it's left to the parents, I think they won't say no. Parents, the majority of parents, obviously there are parents that will say no, but I think that the majority of parents will give in to the mobile phone.
Listener here says by making it a government rule or a government decision, you actually end up making the whole thing universal. So if it's up to the parents, some will, some won't. But I actually think this plan is a great idea. Another listener says, I'm a dad of four, and for the life of me, I cannot understand why the government doesn't bring in a law that would be make it illegal for all children under the age of 16 to own a smartphone. So here's somebody who's actually very much in favour of this and wants to bring it up to the age of 16 rather than 13. All of the talk about the content that the children see, it's solved with this legislation. A child comes to a parent and looks for a smartphone. The parent's response, you can't argue with it. It's against the law. Simple as that. Parents can still buy kids a brick phone if they want to be able to communicate with them. But for the life of me, I don't understand why this isn't being put forward. And all I can think of is that the government is afraid of annoying the big companies that supply these phones. Tommy's with us on the line. Tommy, do you agree with that last texter? Do we need to bring in this legislation? I'll just reconnect with you there, Tommy, if you don't mind. Just bear with us for a moment. We're just going to reconnect with your line. I think we've got Phil on the line. Phil, good afternoon.
Good morning, Andrea.
Do you agree with this?
I'm not really sure. Like, I'd just like to offer a little solution as well before all of this comes in. Like, my daughter now has a phone, and at the start it was a bit problematic, right? But there's actually features on phones now, and one in particular is called screen time. It's available on all iPhones, and there's another one called downtime, where you can actually restrict how long the kids are on the phone for. And we're using it, and it's an absolute godsend. We've agreed a time limit with our child. And it's all, there's no way around it. Once the screen lock is on, that's it. You have to enter a code that's set by the parent, and you cannot get around it, you know. And it's actually caused us now to have really positive use of the phone, where we set a limit every day. They can't get around it. There's no way around it because it's a code you set, and it's working really well. So that's all I really wanted to offer on the whole thing. Just a bit of a tip for parents if they're struggling with time limits.
So it literally sets a timer on it.
It sets a timer at the... One thing I would say is just remember the code that you put into it. It sets a timer. It's called downtime and the screen time. And we've agreed 2 hours a day. Look, some parents might say that's too much. Some might say it's too little. That's between you and your kid. But it's absolutely brilliant and there's no way around it. It's like the code to get onto your iPhone. You're not going to be able to get around it. And you can actually increase the limits as well if your kid wants a bit more time. It's right there in front of you. It's dead handy. And we just feel it's working really well for us.
Erica's with us on the line. Erica, do you think that this responsibility lies with the government?
I think that any way that we can try to help address this issue that we've kind of found ourselves in, the better. You know, I think if we have a government and parents and as many angles that we can take on it, the better, because I think this has kind of crept up over time, and it's not only now recently that there's strong evidence coming out to show that there is a correlation between children's mental health and the use of smartphones. So I think parents kind of have, some have kind of came up, or it's kind of become the new norm. And I think it's the time now that we really face the detrimental effects that it's having and look at how we can support each other in trying to reduce or postpone smartphone use. And I think if the government can support with that, it would be fantastic.
The minister brought in last November this voluntary code or voluntary guidelines for parents. I think it followed on from the school in Wexford becoming, you know, the first county where every primary school parent was asked not to give their children smartphones. So there is already a sort of a, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, a code of conduct or guidelines there for parents. Is that not enough, or do we have to bring in this legislation?
Well, I guess, I mean, legislation is just another way to try and make this the new norm.
So why not? What's the harm, is your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. If it's, and also, I mean, if it helps parents to you know, I know some friends who are, you know, in the position where their kids' friends have phones and they're under pressure from their children, and if they had a legislation behind them, they would feel in a much stronger position to say, no, we're not giving you the smartphone.
Do you think, Tommy, we really need the government to referee on this?
No, absolutely not. We have enough laws in this country that nobody pays any attention to. Kids drink before they're 18, they'll get phones. They're going to have phones. Young kids will get phones off older kids. They just have them. I think we need to start using the phones to educate the kids. Instead of ignoring them or say it's a problem that's not there, we need to interact with their phones as well as them interacting with them and educate them about the phones and the danger of the phones instead of just ignoring it.
Yeah, so you think even if we bring in legislation anyway, you'll have some parents who'll pay no heed to it and will get the kids the phones anyway, and then you'll have other children who'll have the money for whatever reason, and they'll go out and get a phone or get a hand-me-down from an older sibling or whatever.
Yeah.
So, as you said, it's the same as drinking, they'll get around it.
Exactly.
So what's the point of the legislation?
And once one has a phone, they all have a phone.
Is there not an argument in that, Erica, as well?
Well, I mean, as far as I can see, as I'm just going back to the fact that, I mean, Jonathan Haidt, who wrote the book The Anxious Generation, has come out with some very strong evidence, and you can see it on his website, theanxiousgeneration.com, and it's frightening what's happening in terms of the mental health crisis that our teens are in. So I think we need to take action, and however that is, like, I mean, in Greystones here, we're looking at, we have come together for primary school and we've recently formed a community for smartphone free beyond primary, because this is affecting teenagers in, as I say, we're in a mental health crisis amongst the teens. So I think we need to take action. Yes, parents need to come together, but if we can get support from government, even better, because we need to address this.
But Tommy, you think that should be done by way of education rather than more laws?
Of course. Just banning something isn't action. Just banning something puts it underground. We need to educate. We need to get to understand. I have a family as well. I have a daughter who suffers from anxiety. I've been through all this. But we were never educated in the phone, nor was she. You know what I mean? Nothing. Running away from it, saying we'll take action, we'll ban something, isn't dealing with it. dealing with something is using the phone in school, teaching them the rights and wrongs of it, and trying to sort out that they're not using it in the middle of the night. Not just taking it away and making it something they all want.
Yeah. Just to give you a flavour of some of the texts here from listeners as well. Jonathan says, people need to get real and parents need to stop thinking that they're their children's friends. Kids shouldn't have phones till they're at least 16, preferably 18. The adults can't handle the distraction and mental health issues associated with smartphones, so how on earth can you expect the kids to do it? Another listener says, this isn't a new problem. My daughter is now 25 and for her communion and confirmation years ago, she wanted a phone. We said no. It wasn't popular at the time. I was even taken a side by one or two other parents to say they thought I was being too hard on my child and that I was isolating my kid. She got one going into first year and now as a teacher herself is completely opposed to children in primary school having phones. The parents need to parent and stop relying on others to make the rules for their children. And this listener says, I'm an adolescent psychotherapist. Of course the government needs to take the lead in the smartphone use in order to support parents. The impact that smartphones can have on the development of children and adolescent brain is extremely negative. As adults, many of us have become smartphone addicts and thus about blaming the government. But it's certainly the government's role to look after the health and welfare of its people and to support parents make appropriate choices for their children. Avril is with us on the line. Avril, you're a retired teacher. Do you think we need to leave the responsibility here with government?
Well, I kind of agree with everybody. Everybody is correct, but from the school, right? I'll tell you, the situation is that they're on the phones from the minute they come in at 8:15. Right. They're sitting in groups until 10 to 9 as assembly is called. And they are then putting their phones into their bags and on silent. And they spend the next 8 hours, you know, secretly checking their phones for that sort of dopamine hit that we all get when we check our phones. And they are not allowed in the school. The teachers are very vigilant. Schools are very vigilant. The phones will be taken off if they are found using their phones. But that's 8 hours. There's no break. They get up in the morning. They are on their phones. They're walking to school, checking their phones. They are not talking to each other before class. You know, they are, you know, in little groups around their phones, sending things to each other. Then there's the problem where in first year, I see that a lot of people are talking about let them get the phone in first year. First years tend to form WhatsApp groups of 25. And then I've dealt with situations where, you know, if you have 25, 13-year-olds all in one group, there's going to be trouble, you know? There's always going to be sort of bullying going on or isolation going
somebody's
on.
Somebody's excluded or something.
And it causes huge issues. Yeah. I think 8 hours, I think the ban should be from the Department of Education saying no phones from the moment you step into the school. Let them have them in their bags. I actually don't think they should. I think that there should be a phone-free zone for 8 hours every day.
Use them at the break time or in the toilets or something. They'll find some way around it.
But there is a difference between what's going on now. Now it's wishy-washy. Now it's they are allowed to have their phones, but as long as they are not seen. You know, it's very different when you ban something in a school. You know, we don't want to see a phone in sight. We don't want to see even when they are waiting for assembly in the morning at 10 to 9, you know. The way it is at the moment is there are no clear lines. You know, it's very.
So you think we need this legislation? The government need to bring in a rule about this, basically.
I think they're talking about primary school all the time.
Yeah, well, it's under 13, so I suppose typically it's primary school.
But I think that I'm a secondary school teacher, and it is in there I saw the issues You know, and I also know that they're on their phones till 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, they're coming in tired. Like, there's outside school and there's inside school.
Mm.
Outside school is parents, isn't it, and families, you know, and they need to watch that. But inside school, we need support. We need to have
Yeah, but I suppose if they didn't have the phone, that itself the problem. 100% legislation is required on banning smartphones for those under 13, says Phil in Greystones. The research is frightening on the detrimental impact that it's having on children in terms of sleep deprivation, self-harm, accessing porn, cyberbullying. Legislation is required to underpin and support parents. Why else do we have laws on the age? You can buy cigarettes to smoke and drink alcohol, according to Phil in Greystones. Keep your thoughts coming into us. I have to say, I would say that the reaction to this has been very mixed. Like, I would say it's split 50-50 on whether it's up to the parents to say no phones, or do you need the support from government to bring in a rule to say no phones for those under 13?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.